Welcome to As It Is, a 30-minute program designed for English learners. I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson. This program is aimed at English learners, so we speak a little slower, and we use words and phrases especially written for people learning English.
We also explain words and language rules, all while bringing you stories and information from around the world. Ashley and I will bring you these stories, along with Dan Friedel and Anna Mateo. Later, Mehrnoush Karimian Ainsworth will tell us what's trending today, and Patrick Minicha will bring us this week's Personal Technology Report. But first, President Barack Obama is asking voters to elect Democrat Hillary Clinton or risk dangerous policy changes by Republican Donald Trump. But Clinton, who made history as the first woman to win a major party presidential nomination, faces a historical problem. Only once since 1960 has a two-term president been replaced by a candidate from the same party. Democrat Clinton is trying to succeed Democrat Obama, who ends his second term as president on January 20th, 2017. Clinton is scheduled to accept the Democratic presidential nomination on Thursday at the party's convention in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Trump, a wealthy businessman, accepted the Republican nomination in Cleveland, Ohio, last week. It is difficult to succeed a two-term president of the same party because voters often want change, said Matthew Kerbel. He is the chair of the Political Science Department at Villanova University in Pennsylvania. It will be tough for Hillary Clinton to make a credible argument that she will bring a change in direction, Kerbel said. What Hillary has going for her is that Donald Trump hasn't yet sold the nation on the type of change he would bring if elected president. The one time in the last 56 years a candidate succeeded a two-term president of the same party was in 1988. Republican George H.W. Bush beat Democrat Michael Dukakis to succeed Republican President Ronald Reagan. Bush was Reagan's vice president, and some called his election Reagan's third term. At the convention on Tuesday night, all speakers talked about Hillary Clinton's historical achievement but one, Bill Clinton. The former president had this to say about his wife. "She's the best darn change maker I've ever met in my whole life." Clinton has said she wants Obama to campaign for her, and Obama has said he will do so often between now and the November 8th election. Obama beat Clinton for the 2008 Democratic presidential nomination. But he said, "There has never been a candidate better prepared for the presidency than Hillary Clinton."
Turkey has approved orders to arrest more reporters suspected of ties to a Muslim clergyman living in the United States. Turkish officials claim the religious leader plotted the attempted overthrow of the government this month. The attempt failed. Officials announced arrest orders for more than 40 former members of the editorial staff of Zaman, the country's largest newspaper. In March, a Turkish court placed the newspaper under government control. Police officers raided its offices a short time later. Since then, the paper has taken a strongly pro-government position in its reporting. Earlier this week, the government ordered the arrest of 42 other media workers. The actions are part of a wider operation to punish government officials and others after the overthrow attempt. Amnesty International estimates that more than 10,000 people have been detained in Turkey since the July 15th coup failed. The Zaman newspaper was closely connected with the religious movement of clergyman Fethullah Gulen. He now lives in the American state of Pennsylvania. On Tuesday, the New York Times newspaper published an opinion piece Gulen wrote. In the piece, he condemned the coup attempt and denied having any part in it. He denounced Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan for what he called a systematic and dangerous drive toward one-man rule. Gulen said Erdogan is threatening to limit his country's support for the coalition against the Islamic State unless the United States surrenders him to Turkey. The Turkish government says the clergyman must face legal action in Turkey. The religious leader accused Erdogan of blackmailing the U.S. government. The U.S. must resist the demands, he said. Jonathan Adelman teaches international studies at the University of Denver in Colorado. He spoke with VOA on Wednesday. He said he thinks Gulen has a point.
What he's saying is what we are afraid of, that Turkey, which had been really a model for the Middle East in terms of strong economic growth, doubling their output in a period of 10 years, democracy, and trying to end military coups, now seems intent on taking Turkey almost like in the Vladimir Putin way as a kind of one-man dictatorship. And that is something that we're really very concerned about.
Turkish Prime Minister Binali Yildirim told the Wall Street Journal newspaper that the government's evidence against Fethullah Gulen is clear. He likened the attempted coup to the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks against the United States. Yildirim criticized what he called a heartbreaking lack of support from the Obama administration for Turkey's extradition request. A U.S. official said on Tuesday that the two countries have an extradition process and said, "We are going to let that play out."
Vietnam's prime minister says his country has learned serious lessons from mass fish kills in four coastal provinces. Large numbers of dead fish and other sea creatures were discovered along the coast in April. The environmental disaster led to nationwide protests. The Taiwan-based Formosa Plastics Corporation admitted a month ago to causing the fish kills. Nguyen Xuan Pho spoke to the Vietnamese parliament after being re-elected prime minister on Tuesday. He said the incident caused by Formosa serves as a serious lesson about getting and managing foreign investment projects. It must not recur. He adds that we must review large projects as well as closely monitor their environmental commitments. 1 month ago, the company took full responsibility for causing millions of fish deaths. Its steel factory in the Vietnamese province of Hà Tĩnh released wastewater filled with poisonous chemicals. He also noted a need for environmental protection measures, saying, "We must not develop at the destruction of the environment." Nguyen Dinh Ha is a former independent candidate for parliament. He said he welcomed the prime minister's statements, but also demanded action. He said, "Vietnamese are used to too many promises. We now want to see action. Those Vietnamese who acted irresponsibly in the case need to be dealt with on legal terms. Many people must be held accountable." He also urged the newly elected parliamentarians to include the Formosa disaster among their debate issues. Vo Kim Kho is a member of the National Assembly Economic Committee. He has been criticized for opening the door for Formosa Plastic to begin operations in Hà Tĩnh province when he was its party chief. In his speech, the Vietnamese prime minister promised to defend Vietnam's territorial rights over the South China Sea. He also urged all sides with territorial claims in the waterway to respect and obey international laws. I'm Anna Mateo.
Billy Shreve was surprised by the talent and imagination of the student films he watched at a Maryland film festival last year. The festival inspired him to start a competitive film project for children of all ages. Shreve named the film competition Classmates for Life. The contest called for elementary, middle, and high school age students to create a film against drug use. The Classmates for Life competition was held in Frederick County, Maryland. 95 students submitted films this year for Classmates for Life. Shreve explained that he kept the topic of the contest simple this year.
How have drugs wrecked your world? For middle school and high school students? And why are drugs bad for elementary school students?
Although it was a small contest, over 50,000 people have already viewed the students' videos on the Classmates for Life YouTube channel. Shreve said parents use the videos as a teaching tool for their children.
The parents love it because they can sit down at home, watch a few videos with their kids, talk about what the video content was.
The high school winner of the Classmates for Life competition was Alex Ismail. Alex is a 10th grader at Linganore High School. He made a film called Lights Out. In the film, he used light bulbs as a metaphor.
Our friends and family around us each represent a different light, and we need to keep those lights on, and just the brighter the better. Doing drugs really is going to stop you from being there for those people.
The principal of Linganore High School, Dave Keene, says the school workers were excited that one of the students from their school won first prize.
We were also very excited to hear about the program in general because we know that students can use their peer pressure for positive things.
Keene added that any effort to include kids in a discussion about drugs are greatly needed. Alexandra Kish's video was the top winner at the middle school level. Her film had a simple message.
I wanted to make it straightforward. Don't do drugs.
Alexandra's personal experience motivated her to make the film.
I know someone who was very severely affected by drugs. And if someone does drugs, that affects other people. This person kind of affected me, although I don't see this person much. But my position could be anyone else's position, and I just don't want that to happen.
The first place winner in the elementary school level was fourth grader Liam Timpain from Centerville Elementary School. He made his film, called Drugs Can Make Your Life Explode, because he wanted to make his father, who is a filmmaker, proud of him. Liam also wanted to have a positive effect on his peers.
On our health lessons, we're talking about how bad drugs are for you. And actually, one of the kids in my class mentioned, for that part of the health lesson, he said, it's kind of like what Liam's video is talking about.
Because the Classmates for Life contest was successful, it will be a statewide program next year. That means more students will have an opportunity to creatively fight drug abuse. I'm Mernoush Karamian-Ainsworth.
Three Kenya-born long-distance runners will be competing at the Rio Olympics this August for Team USA. Paul Chelimo, Shadrach Kipchirchir, and Leonard Courier will be wearing the USA uniform in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Because they are soldiers in the U.S. Army, the runners were able to apply for and receive U.S. citizenship without waiting the usual 3 or 5 years. Chelimo will compete in the 5-kilometer race in Rio de Janeiro. Kipchirchir and Courier will run in the 10-kilometer race. All of the runners competed at the recent Olympic trials in the state of Oregon. They made the team by finishing in the top 3 in their events. The Kenya-born athletes had attended universities in the U.S. and were members of their school's track and field teams. Kipchirchir went to Oklahoma State University. Courier went to Iona College outside of New York City. Chelimo went to the University of North Carolina at Greensboro. When it came time to decide what they would do after school, enlisting in the U.S. Army seemed like a good idea. Dan Brown is a former Olympic athlete. He coaches the runners in the Army's world-class athlete program. Brown said, top athletes who are looking to stay in the U.S. enlist in the military because they can become citizens sooner. Courier said people in Kenya love to run, so it made sense that he and his countrymen would try to continue their careers. In Kenya, running is like soccer in Brazil, he said. Chelimo, 25, joined the Army in 2014. He is a water treatment specialist. Courier will turn 30 later this year. He is a motor transport operator. Kipchirchir is 27. He is a financial management technician. Brown says the athletes can be paid, perform their military duties, and also prepare for major competitions like the Olympics. All of the athletes in the program are great ambassadors for the Army, Brown said. They represent sacrifice, determination, loyalty, commitment, all of our ethos. some members of the international track and field community are concerned about how easy it is for athletes to change countries. Sebastian Coe, a famous British runner, is the president of the organization that governs international track and field. He and other track and field leaders will meet during the Rio Games to discuss whether it is too easy for athletes to change their citizenship. The Kenyan-American runners believe they have worked hard to represent the U.S. After he qualified for the Olympics, Kipchirchir said he still performed duties like other soldiers in the U.S. Army. Kipchirchir and some of the other runners live in Beaverton, Oregon. Beaverton is home to the athletic company Nike. They will often train with athletes who are paid to represent Nike. Their job is just running, Kipchirchir said. They concentrate on just running. But Kipchirchir says he is a soldier first. In all, there will be 10 athletes at the Rio Games who are serving in the Army. Another runner, a race walker, 4 shooters, and a modern pentathlon competitor will join the 3 runners from Kenya for the Games. I'm Dan Friedel.
This is what's trending today. 2 years ago, some people dared friends to pour a bucket filled with ice water over their heads. If the friends refused, they were required to donate money to help finance research into a brain disease. Most of them took the cold water and donated money too. Many people recorded themselves getting covered with freezing water. They posted the videos on social media websites such as YouTube. Then they dared others to pass the challenge. Eventually, the campaign raised over $100 million for an organization called the ALS Association. ALS is short for amyotrophic lateral sclerosis. ALS became known across the United States in 1939 when baseball star Lou Gehrig retired from the New York Yankees because of the condition. ALS affects nerve cells in the brain and the spinal cord. Most patients will die within 5 years after they develop the disease. Earlier this week, the ALS Association announced that money raised by the Ice Bucket Challenge financed a discovery. Researchers working on a project called MINE announced they identified a gene that is partly responsible for the disease. The gene is called NEK1. The study involved researchers from 11 countries. They looked at the NEK1 gene and found that it was present in ALS patients whose parents also suffered from the disease. And that's what's trending today. I'm Mernush Karamian Ainsworth.
Pokemon Go is the most popular app in the world right now. But another new app is also getting a lot of attention. And it's free. Prisma lets users add filters to photos to interesting, beautiful, and strange effect. The app is going viral this summer with over 1 million daily users in its first month. Prisma is a free app that adds filters to your photos to turn them into beautiful works of art. The app has 35 filters to use with your photos. All of the filters are included free with the app. Each filter gives a different look to photos. Many of the filters are in the style of famous artists. They range from pencil drawings to modern art to classic art, with many styles in between. Filters have names such as Colored Sky, Tokyo, Papered Art, Heisenberg, Mosaic, Illegal Beauty, Dreams, and Running in the Rain. Using Prisma is about as easy as an app can get. Download the Prisma app to your phone or tablet and give it permission to use your photos and camera. The Prisma app is available free for Android, iPhone, and iPad. No need to set up an account. Users do not have to log in or link any social media accounts to use the app. The phone must be connected to the internet for Prisma to work. The app works in the cloud, not on your phone. Users who have a limited data plan may want to use Prisma when connected to a Wi-Fi network. Tap the small square in the lower right corner of the screen to see the photos on your phone. Choose a photo, then tap Use in the upper right corner of the screen. The next screen has options to crop and rotate photos. Prisma only works with square photos. After the photo has been cropped or rotated, tap Next to add filters to the photo. The filters are shown below the photo. Tap a filter and a triangle will appear that becomes solid as Prisma completes the effect. When Prisma has finished, the photo will appear and look like a work of art. If you are not satisfied with the photo, you can change the intensity of the filter. Prisma automatically adds a watermark to the photos, but you do not have to keep it. Touch the gear icon to open settings within the app. Slide the watermark off to remove the Prisma watermark. The app will remove the watermark on all future photos. Another settings possibility is to save every photo automatically. Although, this is a bad idea. You will likely try many filters, and if you save every photo you create, you will be filling up your phone fast. Better to manually save the photos you like. If you forget, you can always create the artwork easily again. When you have created a piece of art you want to share, tap the sharing icon. Then tap Save Image. Your Prisma art will be saved and can be found in your Photos app. The app also allows users to share their Prisma art on social media. Prisma does not work every time. The app gets very busy because it has become popular so quickly. Sometimes you have to wait and try again. Prisma is free. The app's only advertising is for an American soap company called Palmolive. The company added its name to the impression filter, but the name does not appear on photos. Prisma's privacy policy and terms of use suggest that the app may add advertising in the future. Prisma does not gain ownership of the images users create through the app. But Prisma does get an unlimited license to use those images. Be sure to read the privacy policy and terms of service if these issues concern you. I'm Patrick Melanchier.
And that's our program for today. Listen again tomorrow to learn English through stories from around the world. I'm Jonathan Evans.
And I'm Ashley Thompson.